USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.